Live at 6 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m. And now, here's this week's edition of See You at the Show. Well, hi, this is Linda Evans. I'm solo again today in studio, thankfully. We had to rerun a show last week, and I apologize for that, but I had COVID, and nobody wanted... I couldn't be in here. I was so laid up, and nobody wants my germs. So I'm COVID-free now and in studio, but still my voice is a little off. So if at some point I start losing my voice, we might start listening to some show tunes. But for right now, I think I'm going to be okay. And I was hoping to get her in studio, but I have my eldest visiting from LA right now this week. And so I'm also pretty busy with that. And you've heard us talk about Parker before. Many of you know Parker, and she's been living in LA for a while now. And she's back here for a visit. And she and her girlfriend, Juno, came with me to preview a show at the Station Theater last night. So that was kind of a treat, and she got to see several theater people that we know and love, so that was nice. And we got to see the show, and Parker is the, if you haven't been listening very long, Parker is what kept us on the air during COVID pretty much, because she did all the editing for our shows when we could not be live. And so she still edits them when we pre-record any of our content. So big shout out to her, and so glad to have her visiting for a short bit, and so glad that she was able to take in a show while she was here. And so we saw it's called the Thanksgiving Play at the Station Theater, and I will get to that in just a little bit. I'll kind of tell you a little bit about that. I asked Parker if she wanted to come on. She's really busy while she's in town. I asked if she would come on and kind of give her thoughts on it, because she and Juno seem to enjoy it quite a bit. There's a lot of laughing and a lot of fun. And Juno is from a theater family in LA, so I thought maybe she could even come on, but they were not able to, so maybe we'll talk them into coming on the next time they're in Champaign-Urbana. But it was nice for us to get a chance. We should have done a quick take last night. I didn't even think about that. Sometimes we do Facebook Live quick takes after we see a show, and talk about our gut reactions to certain things about the show right then without really thinking much about them. And that's kind of fun too, to not put, just kind of give your gut reaction of what you would say to your friends if you just kind of came out of the theater. So I wish I had done that. Anyway, there's a lot going on in the Champaign, Urbana, and Central Illinois area for theater. I want to quickly take a second to mention the Addams Family opens tonight in beautiful downtown Champaign, just a few blocks from us right now. It's the Champaign Park District's The Addams Family is at the Virginia Theater, and it opens tonight and goes through the 5th. So their runs are really short, so you've got to get in there and get to see it. It's a youth production. I know several families who are involved with it, and it's definitely one that you don't want to miss. And on our website, seeyouattheshow.com, you can check out what's coming up. I have sort of taken over. Eric's always been the one to update our website, and he's kind of handed that off to me a little bit. So if there's any problems with the website, let me know. And there's an issue. We can only list a certain number of shows. So I didn't get the high school shows put up because We don't always list them anyway, but I want to tell you about them so you're aware. The one I'm most excited about is also opening tonight, and that is at Urbana High School, where my youngest, Milo, goes to high school there. Is not involved in this one, sadly, because it sounds like so much fun. They are putting on The Lightning Thief, and that is opening tonight and goes through the 6th. And so the 3rd through the 5th, it's a 7 p.m. show, and on the 6th, it's a 2 p.m. show. So that's their matinee. And we can't talk about how much shows cost and on the air, but I can say that you would definitely get your money's worth. It's pretty inexpensive. And growing up, especially my middle child, Dima, he was super into The Lightning Thief, and Milo was too. And we would listen to the audiobooks on tape. I don't think I've ever seen any of the movies, but I really like the Percy Jackson books, and I think it got Dima and Milo through some tough times in their childhood to kind of lose themselves in The Lightning Thief. So that's kind of exciting to see that. And also, I know a few of the kids that are in it, and they look like they're super excited about it. So it should be a great show. And then Central High School is putting on Matilda, and that is November 17th through the 19th. So you've got, or 17th through the 20th. So you've got some time there. And that's going to be in the new Decker Theater. They have redone their theater space, which I cannot wait to see. And I have not seen Matilda, so that will be a treat. And Eric's son, Wade, is in it. And I've heard rumors that they are actually, they're going to have him fly. So that's exciting and terrifying at the same time. So I can't wait to see that. But we've got some time before that happens. And then Centennial High School is putting on a production of Clue November 16th through the 19th. And I don't know much about that yet, because last I saw they had the dates and what they were going to be showing, but I haven't seen an event or anything updated. So if anyone knows any more up-to-date information, I don't know a lot of people at Centennial now. So if you have the information on that, that would be great. And I'm kind of hopping all over the place here, because I'm going to take a breath and also talk about something that's not theater related, because it was super exciting for me personally and for a bunch of theater folks in town. I know if you've been listening to our show for very long, you have heard me talk about a full-length horror film that I helped produce, and Eric helped out behind the scenes with a lot of legal stuff and taking talent around and things like that. And it was directed by John Iceberg, and he... I've been a fan of his work for a long time. He's worked with my kids. I've worked with him before. And it was really a dream come true to kind of do a full length film, for him and for a lot of people involved. And that was like a summer ago. So like a year ago, last summer. And it finally was able to be viewed here locally. Eric and I went to the drive-in theater and saw it on the drive-in screen, which was so much fun. It's such a great way to see a horror film. But then this last weekend, it was playing at the Savoy 16 for, I think, 4 nights. And the last night was Halloween that it played. So, and so many people came out. It was wonderful. You never know with these things how many people are going to buy tickets and actually show up, but it was a full house, I think, every single showing. and so much love and support. And there's a lot of carryover in this area with film and theater people. And I just want to support all the art, all the artists that and everything everyone's doing. And one of the great things about the success of this film, it's been doing pretty well in the circuit to going, because I won't get into it today, but there's a lot that goes into once you're done, you're never done with a film, I feel like. Once you've got it done, then it just takes so much effort to then get it into film festivals and get it in front of audiences and then have people do reviews. And there's always the hope that it will be bought and picked up and go bigger than that. But it's already gone farther than I think a lot of people would have expected of a film that was like written and directed and created and acted mostly by people here locally. And so it's just like better than we could have expected. But there's possibly even more to come. And so we'll keep you posted on that. But thank you to everyone who came out and everyone who helped out in any way. There were so many people who supported it financially and in all sorts of other ways. So thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone involved with Final Summer. And we'll have more information on that. But I just wanted to take a quick little detour from live theater to just say that was a wonderful event. And it just makes me appreciate Champaign-Urbana and everybody in this area so much for all the love and support that they give to the arts and to theater. And I think I mentioned already that the Addams Family is opening up tonight. So break a leg to everybody involved with that. At the end of the show, I'll play a few songs from the Addams Family. Both Wade, Eric's son, and my son Dima were in the Addams Family a few years ago at Central. And one of my favorite songs from that was sung by Dima, and it was called Crazier Than You. So I'm going to play that at the end of the show. And if we have a little bit of time, I might play more than that song, but that'll be coming up. That's a pretty quick one. And sorry, my throat is getting there again. Especially since I'm the only one talking, it's easier when I have Eric in here so we can kind of talk with each other. So if you listened last week and the week before, you've heard about Jane, Abortion in the Underground. The Coalescence is streaming until March 2023. And there's also a lot of hype now about a film about the same group of people who were doing abortion underground when abortions were illegal before. And this is a really important topic. I know people have views all over, and it's a very tough subject for people to talk about. But we had a chance to talk and interview the woman who wrote Jane, Abortion in the Underground. And hopefully you heard that interview. If you didn't, you can always listen to that on WFT.org and go to the archives. And these are real people. These are really real stories. And I think no matter how you feel about abortion, it's an important thing to listen to and just hear these stories. Because I think a lot of people, no matter where they feel on where they fall on the political spectrum, it's not something, the actual true stories of people who've gone through this are not really widely talked about still. So I think this gives you a lot of time to stream it. But maybe streaming it within the next week would be a great idea before, if you haven't voted already, hopefully locals, we've had voting available for a while now. I know I voted by mail and we have early voting available. We're very, very, very lucky in this area to have so many options with voting, but get out and vote. No matter what side of anything you're on, I just hope, I was listening to a podcast last week, and one of the things the person talking said is that for democracy to work, and I'm paraphrasing here, so for democracy to work, we all have to have a relationship with it. And that really hit me. And I've been politically involved my whole life. And I kind of grew up going to different events and going to demonstrations. And then when I had my kids, I got very involved in AWARE, anti-war, anti-racism effort, and they were right there with me, tabling, handing out leaflets, being yelled at while we were protesting war and racism. And so I've been politically involved for a long time, and I take breaks from being in the actual trenches from time to time, because we all need to do that for our mental health. But there's one thing that we can all do, and it does take some effort, but anything worth having takes some effort, and any relationship takes work. And so I like the idea of having a relationship with democracy, and that part of that relationship, part of the thing that we have to do to have a healthy relationship is vote. And that doesn't mean just voting during the presidential elections. The midterms, the local elections, they can have more of an impact on your day-to-day life than the presidential election. And as much power as the president might have, obviously we were built on checks and balances and all that. It really is... these small local elections can have a big impact, and they do matter. And I'm so proud of so many of my friends who've recently gotten really politically involved and are running for different, different things. And I'm sure if you listen to Left a lot, you've heard the Ammons on different shows on WEFT, and they have been politically involved the whole time I've known them. And so it's just the least you can do, really, is get out and vote. So get out and vote, and think about the consequences of our votes and how that's going to affect your lives, your kids' lives, your family's lives, your friends' lives. And again, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for or anything like that or get into specifics, but maybe if you watch Jane Abortion in the Underground by Coalescence, streaming now until March 2023, it might make you want to vote more. Other shows going on, The Revolutionists, also kind of political, is at Heartland Theater opening tonight. And that's in Bloomington, beautiful Bloomington, Illinois. And if you go over to Bloomington to watch The Revolutionists, which looks great, I cannot wait to get there and see that. That's November 3rd through the 19th. And it just looks like a really awesome show. I think we've talked about it in the past too. And maybe if you're hungry, go to Under the Ground Blono, which is a vegetarian vegan restaurant in beautiful downtown Bloomington, and they are people who walk the walk and talk the talk, and they are LGBTQ owned. They compost. They are trying to be as earth conscious as possible and socially conscious as possible. And they're a small business, and they're pretty new, and they're hurting, so they need all the help they can get. So go on out over there. They have, you can either sit down and eat, and they've got a beautiful place to dine there, or they have a grab and go, and they have amazing breakfast burritos, and you can now buy them in bulk and take them and freeze them and eat them whenever you want to. So there's lots of different options. They're really trying to make things work. So check them out when you go see the Revolutionists at the Heartland Theater, which we've talked about. Heartland Theater, we're big fans. So go out, and it's great weather. Take advantage of the fact that we haven't had any like ice or snow or anything yet, knock on wood, and travel to go see some of the shows in the surrounding areas. And then Comedy of Errors at Parkland College Actors Studio. They are putting on a Comedy of Errors November 10th through the 13th. So check that out. And then in Decatur, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat by Decatur Underground Theater. That's November 11th through the 20th. And then our friends at DLO in Danville are putting on The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and that's November 18th through the 20th. And I'm hoping neither Eric nor I will be in studio next week, but I'm hoping that we'll be able to pre-record some interviews with some of the directors or actors with some of those plays. There's just so much theater going on. It's I'm sad that we can't get to everything. I just realized that I accidentally deleted one of the shows that I'm talking about now off of our coming soon. So I'll have to, I am so sorry, Station Theater. I did not mean to do that. I'm still new to updating our website. So last night we went to the Station Theater and saw a show that I had never heard of before the station started promoting it. And it's called The Thanksgiving Play. And I wasn't sure what to expect. Not yet in the Thanksgiving mood yet. So I was just like, okay. And it was hilarious. I could not stop laughing. It's hilarious, but also it makes you think. And for us, for those of us who are white and, you know, hopefully think of ourselves as woke and progressive and stuff like this, it kind of makes fun of us, which is lovely. It's fun to see. So Larissa Fast Horse's Thanksgiving Play is a hilarious satiric jab at political correctness, social wokeness, and cultural assumptions. High school drama teacher Logan is desperate to save her career. Always ready to rock the boat, she is now facing a petition that calls for her termination. So she pursued several grants ranging from education to cultural awareness to bring together three actors that will devise a play about the first Thanksgiving. And it's so good. I mean, some things are kind of hard to watch because there's these little kind of almost advertisements of things you could definitely see happening in public schools or any school really. And that are very cringy and obviously horrible depictions of Native Indigenous peoples, but you got to get through that, and it's given to you in a way that will make you leave happy and not feeling horrible about the human condition. It makes fun of vegans and people from LA. So it was fun for my daughter in from LA to, who is also vegan, as am I, as is Eric, to kind of see and hear the jokes about like LA actresses and veganism and wokeness and stuff like that and yoga. And but it's done in a really fun way that it it didn't grow old or anything like that, and it doesn't get mean-spirited. So I think you'll really, really enjoy it. And I love what they did with the set. The Station Theater's just had nothing but home runs lately, and so congratulations to the station. Eric and I used to be on the board there, and we could not be happier with the direction that they've been going and the shows that they've been putting on and the talent that they've found. It's really quite something, and I hope that I get to see it again. We went to the Invited Dress, and they were doing great already. So I'm sure by tonight they have it really down, and you will not regret going to see it. And then they have some really fun things coming up too that you might want to audition for. We have a quick rundown of the auditions. Water by the Spoonful at Heartland Theater, now through December 1st, just send in a video audition. Sweat at Community Players Theater, November 7th through the 8th at 7 p.m. Dream House at the Station Theater, November 19th and 20th. Five Lesbians Eating a Quiche, November 19th and 20th, which I'm really sad that my daughter Parker and her girlfriend Juno can't audition for that because they'll be back in LA. Blythe Spirit at Parkland College Theater, December 10th, and Sweeney Todd at Parkland College Theater, December 10th. So there's lots of fun stuff coming up for you to audition for, fun for you to watch. If, as always, hopefully you'll let us know if we missed something. I know we've missed something. Obviously, I just realized we've missed a couple things on the website, but still, send me a note. Let me know what we've missed. Let me know if you want to come on and be interviewed. Let me know if you've seen a show and you're like, Linda, you know, people need to get out and see the show. We always, always, always want to hear from you. So we definitely would not be here without you. We appreciate all of our listeners, and we appreciate all the theater everybody's doing. I still am super exhausted from COVID and very brain foggy, so I really apologize if people have told me about something and I haven't updated anything, or if I've gotten anything wrong today. I still am trying to get back to feeling completely 100% myself. So to get out of the way so Lady Lynn Live can come in, I'm going to play Crazier Than You from the Addams Family, and hopefully you'll get to see it at the Virginia.
Once I was hopeful, thought we were one. Life less than perfect, finally begun. But now I wonder, are we undead? I want to treasure you in death as well as life. I want to cut you with my love and with my knife. But can I live as your tormentor and your
impulsive.
And yet I truly love you.
I'm not deranged.
I never ask that of you.
But in this moment, I feel I've changed. I want to climb Mount Everest, go to Mozambique. I want to be impulsive, want to be unique. Can you believe I mean it when you hear me speak? I'm crazier than you. I'm crazier than you. And now
You're listening to WEFT 90.1 FM.